Costello. Is that somebody at the door?
I didn't hear anything.
Hi, this is Keith, your host at the Retro Radio Podcast.
Hello, my fat little sugar man.
And we're the Retrobots, David, Tom,
and Jill.
Hey, Molly, look.
The Retro Radio Podcast. The Internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
Quiet, you.
Always family-friendly, always good, clean fun.
I'm hungry. I'm thirsty.
Once there were three little pigs.
Let's not bring personalities into this.
It's the place where new tech
meets old tech and likes it.
Laura, this is Dad. After I hang up, be sure to shut and bolt all the doors and windows.
Hi, what's happened, Dad?
One of my patients has just escaped from the hospital.
Visit us today at retro-otr.com.
Well, it's pretty obvious what else we can do. Nothing.
Leave us a comment, send us an email.
Matt, is he crazy or something?
We would love to hear from you.
Needless to say, you'll be doing a great public service.
Welcome back to the Retro Radio Podcast. Our feature today is one from Command Performance. From January 6, 1943. Hosted by Robert Taylor, and features one of our favorites, Lum and Abner.
Let's get started with a few words from Abbott and Costello, and a horse that Lou bought, named Peanut Butter.
Now look, Abbott, I'm going to take Peanut Butter out to Hollywood Park, and I'm going to enter him in the race.
The track is pretty muddy. Do you think he'll be able to race? What is he, a mutter?
A what?
I said, is he a mutter?
How can he be a mutter? Ain't a she always a mutter?
Well, certainly not. Sometimes a he makes a better mutter than a she.
What do you know? Look, Abbott, suppose a mama horse has little horses. Don't that make her a mutter?
Well, that depends on her feet.
You learn something new every day, don't you?
No, Costello, a mutter is a horse that likes to run in mud on account of having sore feet.
Well, in that case, I guess Peanut Butter is a mutter because I saw him limping on his two front feet.
Oh, I see. He's having trouble with his forelegs.
Why, certainly, because when... What'd you say?
I said he's having trouble with his forelegs.
I just got through telling you he was only limping with his two front legs.
Costello, your horse's forelegs are in front.
His forelegs are in front?
Yes.
What are those things in the back?
You don't understand. Your horse has forelegs in front and hind legs in back.
Forelegs in front and hind legs in back?
That's right.
What, I got a centipede?
Look, Costello, your horse only has four legs.
I know.
Well,
but he only races on three of them.
What does he do with the other leg?
He trips the other horse.
Costello.
He's a dirty horse.
I can imagine that.
He cheats.
Yes, I can see that. But look.
Beware of unpleasing breath that breeds between the teeth. Use
the Retro Radio Podcast
with dental floss action. Those crevices where food particles can decay must be reached for a clean mouth, welcome breath.
The Retro Radio Podcast.
It gives you dental floss action. That is, sends thousands of cleansing bubbles to help dislodge bits of food that can cause unpleasing breath and decay.
The Retro Radio Podcast.
It is dentist recommended. Cleans teeth bright, keeps breath right, and listen. Now save 31 cents on...
The Retro Radio Podcast.
In the new giant economy size. Go to your dealers today. Take advantage of this great bargain. Save 31 cents on new giant economy size.
Visit
retro-otr.com.
It's today.
Hi, this is Keith again, and I do want to remind our listeners about the Lum and Abner Festival that's going to be happening June 3rd and 4th down in Pine Ridge, Arkansas. If you can clear your calendar and attend, that will be an awesome event because the National Lum and Abner Society,
located at lumandabnersociety.org,
will be represented. Donald Pitchford and the other executive officers will be there. So it's something you don't want to miss. So like I said, clear your calendar, show up if you can, and enjoy. It'll be a lot of fun.
Now for our featured presentation.
Departments, USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, fellas, here comes that high-powered show presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department for you high-powered service men and women in the service of Uncle Sam and all the United Nations. So pull up a loudspeaker and sit down with the stars of Hollywood who are not only out this evening, but all out to answer those swell letters from Johnny Doughboy and company. And now meet the commanding officer of Command Performance tonight, called in by worldwide command of the AEF, your master of ceremonies, Robert Taylor.
Thank you, Ken Carpenter, and hello, men. You've all heard of the Chinese theater here in Hollywood, where the stepping stones in the lobby bear the footprints of the stars, but Command Performance is your stepping stone, with all the footprints filled by the magic of your letters, and tonight they're filled to overflowing. The first star we see tonight is a four-star constellation that's coming out for the whole AEF, and especially for Sergeant Burks and the high-octane mob at APO 959, for Larry Killen, Ted, and Louie down there in Panama, for a bombardment squadron in the bleak and barren hills around APO 937. Fellows, Command Performance sounding off with Mr. 5x5 and the King Sisters.
Mr. 5x5 is 5 feet tall. No more from head to toe than he do from side to side. Mr. 5x5 got 15 chins and a line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real head fat. He'd be Mr. 5x5. That man can really jump it for a fat man. This is no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5 is slightly plump on the bottom side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.
Well, twirl the turban, man alive. Here comes Mr. 5x5. He's one of those big, fat, bouncer boys. Solid, equidopoise. He don't shake no more from head to toe than he do side to side.
to die.
Was swell, King Sisters, and many thanks. At this time, Command Performance has accorded me the honor of meeting one of our town's great comedians, a favorite of Jim Pierce in the Signal Department of Australia, of Stuart Irvin at Dutch Harbor, of Johnny Eubanks, who leads the rugged life at APO 937, Hollywood's gorgeous, glamorous, zany, Joan Davis.
Fellas, and thank you, Mr. Taylor, but you made a little mistake, Bob. You see, when I do a show for the soldiers, sailors, and Marines, my name isn't Joan Davis. No, it's Joan G. Davis.
Oh, really? Well, what's the G for?
Gladstone 2166. Oh, hold on to your teeth, folks. I sure am pulling them tonight.
Joan, they tell me the last time you were on Command Performance, you did a love scene with Cary Grant.
Oh, it was nothing. Really, it wasn't. No. No, after all, love scenes with Cary Grant are a dime a dozen. Has anybody got a dime?
Well, Joan, ever since Cary told me about it, I've been kind of hankering to do a love scene with you myself.
Oh, go on.
Oh, really, really, Joan. You're very attractive.
Oh, go on.
No, in fact, right now, I'd like to take you in my arms and kiss you.
Go on.
No, I'm...
Huh?
I'm serious, Joan. I've seen you do all those wonderful love scenes and pictures.
Oh, you have, Bob?
Yeah. Where'd you ever learn to kiss like that?
Biting my initials in trees.
Ah, Joan, my sweet, believe me when I tell you you're ravishing, you're lovely, you have international beauty.
Is that so?
When I look at your face, I see Paris, Bermuda, Rio, Havana.
Gee, I got quite a map, haven't I?
No, this is love, Joan, love. Call me what you like. Call me a fool. Call me a beast. Call me a wolf.
Call me a cab. I'm getting out of here.
Joan, my darling, just picture it. One day we'll be married and we'll buy a little home on FHA.
Huh?
Well, you know what FHA is.
Oh, sure. That's where you get a house and you put a dolly down and pay a little money for years and years, and just when you're beginning to hate the place, it's yours. Thank you, FHA owners. Thank you.
We'll play house all day long, Joan. I'll be Mr. and you'll be Mrs.
Oh.
What fun we'll have. And my sweet.
Yes?
Do you know what we'll have after a year has passed?
No.
We'll have a little stranger in the house for you to cuddle and love while I'm away.
You mean we're going to take in a boarder?
Well, I guess that takes care of our love scene, Joan. I didn't do too well, did I? Tell me, is there someone else?
Well, yes, there is, Bob.
Some particular fellow?
Well, he's not too particular, no.
Tell me, what's he like?
Well, I just don't know how to tell you. It's just that, well... Oh, he's my guy. I don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guy. Yes, folks, my guy was a real guy. Blonde wavy hair, big blue eyes, broad shoulders, 200 pounds, 4 feet 11. Of course, I was taller than he was, but when we went out together, nobody noticed it because I wore flat heels and walked on my knees. Yes, what a romantic guy my guy was. Why, when he'd take me to the movies, we'd be just like Romeo and Juliet. He'd sit in the orchestra and I'd sit in the balcony. He used to tease me all the time because I was so skinny. So I went to a health farm. And right away I started gaining weight. Every day I put more on. Moron Davis, he used to call me. Yes, he used to say a lot of things that hurt me. But girls, when I'd run my fingers through his curly hair, it was all worth it. Do you know I found $3 in nickels there last night? Oh, what gay times we had together. Why, I'll never forget the night we went dancing, and I accidentally tripped him. But he was swell about it. He just took me by the arm and broke it. And then came our wedding day. You know the old tradition about something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue? Well, it happened just that way. My guy took my old man's new car, borrowed $50, and blew. But nobody knows better than I that he's my guy.
Thank you, Joan Davis. And fellows, here comes Harry James and his orchestra. For Private Cannata and the Hepcats at APO 860. For Smith, Christie, Grimm, and the Navy Gang in Iceland. For the crowd at APO 937. And Private Whitten at 825. For the sailors at Londonderry, the Signal Gang at 811, and thousands more of you. It's I Cried For You. Helen Forrest on the vocal, and Harry James.
Thanks a lot, Harry James.
Well, men, we're asking you tonight to join with Command Performance to honor the silver wedding anniversary of Mrs. H.A. Delamos in the American Virgin Islands. Just 1 year ago, Lorne Elwin Delamos left home to join the U.S. Army Air Corps. And these were his parting words. "Don't worry, Mother. Wherever I am, I shall try to be with you for the silver wedding anniversary. Unless my country needs me more." Well, his country did need him more. So, in our small way, we pay tribute to this Gold Star mother on her silver wedding anniversary with a song and the star she loves, "Through the Years," sung by Nelson Eddy. Thank you, Nelson Eddy. Well, gang, a flock of pigeonholes in the old Command Performance Post Office are chock full of letters signed by such fighting men as the Missouri Mules in North Ireland, the Arkansas Travelers in North Africa, who ask, "What's going down in Pine Ridge, Arkansas? And how's about hearing from the fair-haired sons of Pine Ridge, Lum and Abner?" Well, you're in, fellas. Radio's famous team of Lum and Abner.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
Abner.
And they hauled it.
Abner, for goodness sakes, how can I concentrate on my reading with all that singing and sweeping? Look at the dust you're raising here.
Oh, excuse me, Lum. I never aimed to. What you reading there? It's of importance, anyway.
Oh, it's a book we got in the library here. It's called The Art of Self-Defense.
Self-defense? What are you reading that for?
Well, if I ever get a chance to take a whop at them Japanese, I want them to beat them at their own game.
Oh.
That's why I'm reading this chapter here for just jiu-jitsu made simple.
Huh?
That's the what this chapter's about. It says jiu-jitsu made simple.
He was, huh?
Yeah. You see, see, jiu-jitsu's sort of the fighting that the Japs knows how to do.
Oh, well, what's them pictures there in that book, Erlon? What's them?
Well, they're pictures of fellas that using these jiu-jitsu holds.
Oh, hey, doggies. They must have been an awful big hurry to get them pictures took. They're even taking time to dress.
Well, they're dressed.
They got on their long underwear, Erlon.
Well, that's what they wear when they do this jiu-jitsu stuff.
Well, are we going to have to go around town in outfits like that?
No, of course not. They just wear them when they're doing the jiu-jitsu.
Well, Lom, if a Japanese jumps on you, he ain't going to give you time to strip down like that before you start fighting.
Abner, I'm trying to tell you that we ain't going to dress like that. Them's professional wrestlers in these pictures here. They get paid for it.
They couldn't pay me enough to run around an outfit like that all the time.
Well, just forget about that and help me appreciate how to do this now.
Huh?
The important part about this is to practice. Now, here's a good one called throw an opponent over the head.
Oh, throwing who?
Opponent. That'll be you.
Me? You mean you're going to throw me over your head?
Yeah, that's the idea. Now, listen to
now,
the direction.
Now, just a minute, Lom. I ain't going to let you or nobody else throw me over their head.
Now, Abner, this won't hurt you a bit. Not much, anyways, I don't think.
I don't care. I've still got 3 stamps left in my A-book, and I want to use them up before I die.
Abner, there ain't a thing in the world to worry about. I've been reading this book most of the morning. I know exactly how it works. I guarantee not to hurt you. All I'll do is disable you a little.
Oh. Well, if that's all you're going to do, I'll try it once,
yeah,
I reckon.
That's better. Yeah. Now, let's see. It says, first seize left wrist of adversary, then raise your left foot against the thigh of adversary's leg.
Well, doggies, that's a pretty good trick. Who is adversary?
That's you. Here, give me your left wrist.
I thought you said I was opponent.
You're adversary now.
Oh. I believe I like that better anyway. Mr. Adversary Peabody. It sounds good.
Yeah, now then, in the same instant you take...
Mr. and Mrs. Adversary Peabody went to Cherry Hill Saturday to visit relates, and a good
Abner,
time was
pay,
had by...
Pay attention to what I'm trying to tell you here.
Here lies Adversary Peabody. Wait a minute. What am I saying here?
Well, just concentrate on the holes here now. In the same instant, hop as close to opponent as possible.
Opponent? Is he back again?
That's you.
Now, wait a minute, Lom. Who am I supposed to be, opponent or adversary? I believe I'd just as soon go back to Abner. I can't recollect all them fancy names, Lom.
All right. You're Abner, then.
Yeah, that's better.
Now, it says for me to hold tightly with my right foot still in place and throw myself over backward.
Well, huh? Here, wait a minute. You're wrestling yourself.
Carrying opponent with you.
Oh.
All right. You ready now?
Well, now, Lom, are you sure now that you know what you're doing?
Of course I know what I'm doing.
Are you sure that I won't get hurt when I fly through the air that way?
Of course you won't.
Well, all right. Well, now, what am I supposed to do when you grab my wrist? Am I supposed to pull again you?
Oh, yeah, you're fighting again me.
Pull as hard as I can.
Try to keep me from doing it.
Oh, I'll pull as hard as I can.
Good.
Come on.
Here we go.
I ain't very strong, but I'll try.
1, 2, 3, go!
I reckon what got into old Lum. Jumped right over my head and right out the window without showing me that new hole. Well, I better get the floor swept out, I reckon. Oh, they cut down.
So long, Abner. Hope you find Lum. Thanks to both of you. And back for another command performance, the Lord High Trumpeter himself, Harry James. Hello again, Harry. What'll it be?
Well, Bob, mainly a sincere thanks to all those men in the AEF. Fellas, mighty nice of you to honor the boys and me. And for all of you everywhere, here's one of your favorites, the 2 o'clock jump.
Well, men, the rationing board in charge of doling out the minutes allows only 30 of same, so we're turning in our last coupon for tonight. But your command performance book holds good for the duration, so we'll be around with the all-star stuff again next week. And speaking of rationing boards, it's the job of a local board to spread things around in case of a shortage. But you guys over there are running a different sort of rationing board, an international one that's spreading steel and lead among the Axis. And brother, when you get through with your kind of rationing, there'll be a real shortage of Nazis and fascists and Japanese. This is Bob Taylor saying thanks and so long from the USA.
Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, answering the requests of you sons and daughters of Uncle Sam and you fighting and working partners throughout the United Nations. Thanks a lot for those letters, men, and send them to Command Performance, care of this station, or to the Special Service Division of the War Department in Los Angeles. And look for the reply each week and every week till it's over there. This is Ken Carpenter saying the best of the best from Command Performance. This program is produced for the men of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. This program has been a part of our English language shortwave service.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Come on, Dorothy, let's go home.